Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Roy West Radio Show. I am Debbie Bridgman, your guest host for today's program, which is heard every Sunday at noon on News Talk AM 560 KLVI, also on the iHeartRadio app and at RoyWest.com. As part of the Beaumont ISD communications team, our goal is to keep our families, our staff, and our community up to date on the district. Today's show will feature information on two new initiatives to help teachers and students, also virtual volunteering opportunities, the return of our ROAR program, as well as an update from our child nutrition department. My first guest continually strives to be a transformational leader and is changing the philosophy by which the work of the school district is executed by making sure that every moment matters. Please welcome our superintendent of schools, Dr. Shannon Allen.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much.
You know, I thought we would start this show by just kind of reminding people. I know at the beginning of every board meeting, it's really important for you to state the vision and the mission of the district. So can you remind our listeners what those are?
Yes. You know, our vision as an organization, which is actually where we're going, is to ensure that we work in collaboration with the entire community to create an environment of academic excellence that supports the diverse needs of all learners. And how we're going to get to our vision is by executing the mission of inspiring and preparing all students for lifelong success in a safe learning environment. And I begin every presentation, not just my board meeting presentations, but any presentation that I make in the community or with any of our stakeholders, because I want our entire community to understand where we're headed as an organization. We cannot reach our vision without the entire community. And as you noted in the vision statement, it says that we need our entire Beaumont, Texas, the entire community to work together. And I think we're working toward that every single day. So I want to always remind us where we're headed and how we're going to get there so that we can see the success of all of the children in the Beaumont Independent School District.
And something that you've done recently, and not a lot of people may not understand this, but when you talk about the whole community, you know, you've had meetings with PTA leaders, with pastors, with our teachers of the year, with our business partners. Why do you feel it's important to get so much feedback and to make sure that, you know, everybody's involved in what's going on with the district?
First of all, the decisions that we make impact so many stakeholders in this community. You know, with COVID-19 and everything that we've had to do to transform what school looks like for our kids, we can't make those decisions in a vacuum. I need to hear from a variety of stakeholders on the decisions that we're making or what we are thinking about doing and how that decision may or may not impact them. We've been using a tool called Thought Exchange a lot and really launching conversations with various stakeholders regarding their thoughts and their feelings about certain initiatives, certain things that decisions that we're looking at making, and really truly seeing their feedback. You know, sometimes, and I've stated this before, that throughout the pandemic, the decisions that you make, there's no perfectly right or perfectly wrong answer. And utilizing thought exchange and getting feedback from our community stakeholders throughout the meetings that we've been hosting, I always gain another perspective or another idea or something that I didn't consider that impacts the final decisions that we make. So for me, as a leader of the Beaumont Independent School District, it is critical and crucial that I hear what our business partners think, what our parents, of course, think, what our teachers think, you know, our pastors, you know, what everybody is really feeling and thinking about the decisions that we're making, and that they also understand and hear my perspective and the thought process behind some of the ideas and some of the strategies that we are initiating and trying to launch in the district.
Well, Well, and it just seems, you know, the normal average person, they just don't understand sometimes that you didn't just snap your fingers and make a decision, that a lot of the decisions, they started back in March, you know, when this whole thing first started. And, you know, with every storm, it's not just a quick decision. There's just so much that goes into it. And you and your team have done such a good job of considering every single aspect and, you know, who's it going to affect and trying to get that information out as soon as possible. But there's just so much involved to making some of these big decisions.
And I don't think everyone realizes that. And, you know, we don't take the decisions. I definitely don't make any decision lightly and taking into consideration or feedback, of course, from my team and then from other stakeholders, because we are trying to make the best possible decision for the kids. That is the philosophy that we approach these decisions. What is going to be best for kids? And we've been using that measuring stick as we've gone throughout this process. And, you know, it's been a challenge many, many days, but we're working through it. I'm proud of the work that we've done. And we're going to continue to keep pressing to do our best for our kids.
Definitely. So you have two new initiatives that have started recently, one that helps students and one that helps our teachers. So let's talk a little bit about the one that helps our teachers with the Friday Half Day Initiative.
Yeah. So we started the Friday Half Initiative on November 6th. One of the pieces of feedback that we've received from our teachers has been the struggle to implement both virtual learning and face-to-face learning simultaneously. It has been a tremendous strain on teachers with planning, making certain that they are meeting the needs of both their face-to-face students and those students who are choosing not to come face-to-face at this time, but continue the virtual program. So we actually were able to build in time in our 2021 calendar to provide them with additional hours for preparation, to prepare, to plan lessons, to support both their virtual students and their face-to-face students on Fridays. So what we've done is we've launched, of course, we received feedback from our parents and our teachers before we launched the initiative. But for the remainder of this semester, we are, you know, really piloting a half-day Friday initiative that is going pretty well. You know, the teachers have been very excited about the opportunity to have just a few more hours to prepare, because if the teachers are better prepared, that's going to translate directly into the classroom and into instruction. So our kids will learn more, so that our kids will be more successful. So if it continues to work well, we plan to launch additional Fridays in the spring. So we'll be letting our parents know that information coming up next month, whether or not we will continue to actually implement that program for the spring. But so far, you know, so far it's working well.
Good, 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 good. So now the other initiative was the Recapture Initiative. And I know after the first 9 weeks, you know, digital learning's not easy and the results were interesting. So talk a little bit about how are we helping our students that just are not able to learn the best they can with the virtual learning?
Well, we launched the Recapture Initiative. When we looked at the data for our students' academic progress for the first 9 weeks, many of our students are struggling, especially those students who are participating virtually. So we launched and started really getting feedback from our teachers, principals, administrators, you know, on a Recapture Initiative that would allow students who were not successful during the first 9 weeks to actually have an opportunity to make up assignments from the first grading period so that they could recapture a grade or a higher grade, really to build that foundation for success for the remainder of the year. If students fail an entire the first 9 weeks, you know, it's very difficult for them to be successful throughout the course of the year. They need those foundational skills from that first 9 weeks to be successful. So we work with our teachers, our administrators to come up with this Recapture Initiative, which allows them to, even though the first grading period ended, they will be allowed up until the end of the second grading period to make up assignments, critical and key assignments that they need for the foundational learning to take place to build on for the remainder of the school year so that these kids can see success. We don't know why, what the struggle is in the homes of some of our students. There are so many reasons why students may not have been successful or not been able to access learning or not have all of the resources that they need. So we definitely want to give our kids a fighting chance. So we initiated the Recapture Initiative. hopefully in the next few weeks, you know, we'll be able to see the data to see how many students we were actually able to reach out to. But this also ties into that half day recapture program for our teachers, because this gives our teachers more time to grade those work, the work from students from the recapture initiative. So it all ties in together, but ultimately everything that we're doing is to ensure that our students are successful. This is a difficult time. This is a different time. So we are committed to making adjustments. And that's one thing that I will say, we have listened to and heard feedback, looked at data, and made adjustments as is necessary to support our students and to support our staff.
And this isn't unique to Beaumont ISD. This is across the whole nation that, that students are struggling with virtual learning, but it's better than no learning. You know, we're so thankful for technology that we have a way that we can reach kids and keep them safe.
I know. And that's one of the things that, even though the struggles that we see are the same struggles that other school districts see.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Across the nation. It doesn't make me feel better, because we want to do our best and we want to see the success of the students in Beaumont, Texas. But the struggles are consistent across the nation. The students who are virtual learners are not as successful. That's why we want our kids coming to school. We want our parents to see our safety protocol, to see what we have in place, and really and truly encourage them to send the students back face to face.
Definitely. And we've got about one more minute, but I know that your team has been working so hard to provide resources for parents that need to learn the virtual platform so that they can help their students if they're staying at home. And there's just so many resources available for everybody to try to help, you know, our kids be as successful as they can be.
Absolutely. You know, you can go to our website. You can access our parental involvement information that's stored there. We have videos. We have we've launched a lot of initiatives to really support parents, to help them support their students so that they can understand the platform, so they can understand how to best help their students, putting them on schedule, making certain that they are accessing the learning consistently and utilizing the schedule. So we've provided supports. They are there. Parents just have to go and access them.
Definitely. BMTISD.com. All kinds of resources. Dr. Allen, thank you for being a part of the show. And thank you for staying so connected with the community, because we are all in this together. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back to discuss virtual volunteering right here on the Roy West Radio Show on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. Welcome back to the Roy West Radio Show on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. I'm Debbie Bridgman, your guest host for today's program, which focuses on Beaumont ISD. We just heard from our superintendent, who updated us on two new initiatives, which are going to help teachers and students. But for the community, what can we do? You know, how can you volunteer during a pandemic? So with some details and some great ideas, please welcome our Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction, Jenny Angelo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. So everybody, they're just like sitting on the edge of their seat, and they want this pandemic to be over with, and they want to get in there and they want to help the kids, but can't really do that. But we do have things that volunteers can do. So, you know, considering COVID, but what are some of the things that volunteers can do?
Okay, so we are excited about some opportunities that we will bring to have people engage with our students from their home or their workplace remotely. They don't need to leave, and this could actually open up volunteer opportunities for people who normally wouldn't be able to come out. So a couple of things we have, of course, we have our Roar Reading Initiative, and so volunteers are able to sign up to read with a student remotely on the other side of the computer. And they really don't need any special skills for that. You just need to be able to access Zoom on your computer and be able to mute and unmute your mic, have Wi-Fi, of course, And other than that, it's really simple. On the other side, on the school side, the students will be there to share their book digitally and read with their volunteer and do some goal setting and some discussion about the reading. So Roar is a great way to get involved just once or twice a week for about 30 minutes each time.
Well, and you know, really thinking about it, I'm almost saying, you know, we always say it's just 30 minutes a week. Well, if you're not leaving where you're at, you're actually saving, you know, 10, 15 minutes getting to a campus and coming back home. So you would say, hey, I have an extra 30 minutes so I can actually help another student. So I think the virtual volunteering, there's, you know, there's always a plus and negative to everything, but I think very positive that, you know, everybody's comfortable. They're in their own home and they can really do a lot of help. And I know I've had a lot of business partners that they've wanted to get involved and they're like, you know, what can I do? And we were talking about virtual field trips. You know, there's some things that even when, say, a dentist comes to a classroom and is showing a model of a mouth and showing how to brush, but to maybe really, you know, for some of these students that have never even been to a dentist office, to really see the process and the chair and how, you know, you're going to lay down, you know, little things that we take for granted, but for somebody that's never seen that before, it might be pretty cool.
That would be very cool. And, you know, the options are limitless. So whereas, you know, it'd be hard to bring the Port of Beaumont to a classroom, we can have the kids visit the Port of Beaumont virtually, which is so cool. And they get so excited seeing everything. We would love to do some things to expand our CTE, career technical education options. So where we would have some different industry folks, radio, broadcasters, doctors, dentists, you name it, we could come and actually film kind of a day in the life at their location and bring that back to our students.
I think that's a great opportunity, especially for so many businesses. We have about 125 partners in education that are, you know, they're just dying to help out. And, you know, things like providing incentives and keeping people, just the motivation and little things like dropping off cookies, of course, by appointment, but little things like that. But I think the virtual field trips are just such a good opportunity. So I guess with the virtual volunteering, the one big issue for some people is just technology. So I know that your team has just put together some really great instructional videos to help people that, you know, want to virtually volunteer, but also for parents to help their kids.
Yes, we do. So we have a website, and we'll link that, of course, to our regular BISD website, but it's tinyurl.com/BISD parents. And so it helps to show them, you know, how to use different programs, how to use Zoom, submit the attendance form, just basic things that if you don't know, it can cause you a little bit of struggle, but it's very simple once you see the process. So that's a great resource that we have in place to help support anyone who would like to learn more. And then additionally, Debbie, we've created some little, I guess we call them little movie studios. One here at the Annex, which is off Concord by Smith Middle School. And then another we have at the administration building on Harrison, where if we do have people who, let's say they would like to read a story to students, but they can't go in the school to do that now because of COVID, well, you can still do that. You can come to the little movie studio. We have appropriate books for you already picked out, so don't even have to bring a book. And you can do a read aloud on camera to the students, and then we can use that in any classroom, not just one, but any of them.
I think that's the other thing that is so neat is that for somebody that might have only been able to go to Caldwell Elementary or whatever, we could tape something and it could be played. And this is just, this is what I was thinking, but you know, say you have somebody that takes 10 minutes to read a book. That's also almost 10 minutes for the teacher just to go take a breath, recapture what's the next lesson, you know, what's going to be going on. But you know, I've told a lot of our business partners, you know, by appointment, but you know, they can get creative and of course they can wear their company shirt. You know, they can get in there and just really have some fun with it to where it's memorable, it stands out. And like you said, it could be used across the district, which is just really neat.
We would love to see. We'd love to see firefighters come in their outfits and read a book. We have great books about fire safety. Doctors come in their uniforms, talk, read about different medical things that they could discuss with the students. And you're right, it does give the teacher a little breather, but then we can build upon that read aloud with different skills that help the students to learn.
And I think it's good too, because sometimes if you have a guest reader, you tell them, oh, you have to be there at this time. That's it. And then they're waiting. And then with this, you set the appointment, you come in, you read your book, And now you know, our mayor could be reading to all the kids in the district. So,
and we definitely want that to happen. Absolutely. But it's on their schedule. We know everyone is busy, but we can, you can find the time beginning, end of the day, lunchtime to do that. Absolutely.
Now, one thing that we've pointed out is that for all of our volunteers in the district, they have to have a background check. And some of them are like, well, if I'm not going on campus, why do I have to have a background check? Well, you're still in front of our kids. And we still need to make sure that you're an approved volunteer, that you don't go crazy. So we do encourage everyone to go to our website, bmtisd.com/volunteers. And that's got all the information there. Submit a volunteer background check. That's with App Garden. And we also have a new safety video that just has a couple of precautions. Again, you're not on campus right now, but it's a good reminder just to stay safe. No matter if you're on campus, at the grocery store, at home, ways that you can be safe. But we do encourage everybody to make sure that they submit those volunteer applications. So what other advice would you have for anybody that wants to get involved?
I mean, that's the main thing. Get that application in. Watch that safety video. We have to get those little hurdles out of the way before we can engage you. And then your form will let us know what you're interested in doing. And from that point on, then we can contact you and schedule you. Please feel free to email me at jangelo@bmtisd.com. If you are in business and you would like to shoot a little day in the life video of what it looks like, a virtual field trip for our students, we would love to connect with you and make that happen.
Definitely. Well, we're always looking for good ideas, and we're always looking, at least in the communications department, we're looking for those good stories. And what a good story that we could tell the nation. Look what we're doing. We're still assisting kids, and we're making it happen virtually. I just think there are a lot of people that I think are going to be more able to help. You know, we've even had our high school principal say, we've got some kids here that would love to.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Virtually read to kids. And Lamar University. They've got several groups that are so ready to just jump in and, whether it's reading to kids or tutoring or anything, there's just so many possibilities. I know we also have some of our business partners that tutor, like ExxonMobil and Black Men of Greater Beaumont. So some really great organizations where, the kids, they still need you, and we can make it happen. You just need a little tech savviness, and we can definitely make it happen.
Definitely. The kids do need you. They love seeing different faces. They love visiting with people from the community, even if it's virtually. And, BISD, whether it's a natural disaster, COVID, or anything else, it's about turning obstacles into opportunities. So we're ready to see you and to help you.
Definitely. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And we look forward to virtually volunteering with you all the time and your staff. All right, we'll be right back with details on the return of Roar. Some more specific details about Roar right here on the Roy West Radio Show on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. Welcome back to the Roy West Radio Show. I'm Debbie Bridgman, your guest host for today's program, which is heard every Sunday at noon on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. Today's show is all about Beaumont ISD. We just discussed virtual volunteering and ways to get involved, and we're also excited to announce that the Roar program is returning. With details, a woman that has a very long, important title, Coordinator of Early Childhood English Language Arts and Reading for Pre-K, First, and Second Grade, Valerie Macklin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very, very good. So for anyone who doesn't know, even though it's been around for 5 years, what is Roar?
Okay, well, Roar is awesome. First of all, let me begin by saying that. And Roar is our Beaumont ISD community engagement program that matches volunteers with selected second graders, and it helps them to build their reading fluency, set goals, And most importantly, Debbie, it helps to foster that lifelong love of reading in that child.
And that is so, so important. If they don't start loving reading at an early age, it's just not going to happen. So it is very, very important. And I know, you know, we've been doing ROAR for a couple of years and we have our volunteers and they come on campus and they're, you know, they're excited. It's just 30 minutes and they get to really build that relationship. But we are in a pandemic. So how is ROAR different this year?
You know, we have worked really hard, our team has, to create a virtual structure. And this virtual structure will allow the volunteers to read with the students from the safety of their home or their workplace via Zoom. Our students, they will be brought to a central location on the campus, like either the computer lab or the library, and that ROAR coordinator will be there to help the students connect via Zoom with their volunteer. And what's wonderful, and you did mention that, is that both the ROAR student, ROAR student and the parent or volunteer will participate in a shared reading opportunity for 30 minutes each week.
And, you know, that's the thing, is that we had a lot of, you know, maybe some retired teachers, retired people, and they would go to a campus, say, for 2 hours, which would help 4 students. So with the virtual, what I'm thinking is that, you know, instead of having to spend maybe 10, 15 minutes driving to a campus and using that time to get home, you're at home safe. And maybe that extra 30 minutes that you can help an additional student. You know, there's so many benefits to the virtual. And I know a lot of people like that contact, that, you know, I want to give you a hug. You've done a great job. But I think we might be able to help more students by doing it virtually.
I agree with you. I think that this virtual piece is a wonderful opportunity for us to actually incorporate more students, just as you pointed out, because it will save time. And that way, that volunteer has an additional 30 minutes or so where they could actually help us with some of our students. And so you are absolutely right. It's a wonderful time for them to see more than one student. And, you know, partner reading is a wonderful strategy that will help them to build that fluency in our kids. And that's what we really, really want. Fluency, word accuracy, because that's going to develop that reading love. So, yeah.
Well, and I think too, you know, by doing it virtually, there are, say, some business partners that, you know, you have an hour lunch, you're not going to take an hour to eat. You know, you can sit at your desk and help a student. I mean, it's just, there's so much good. And I know everybody just wants to help so much right now. And we can't be on campus. But I really think that virtually you can still build that relationship with a student. And I think, you know, a lot of people that have been involved in the ROAR program in the past, what they've been saying is that they get more out of it than the student does, because they see the student progress. They see the student so excited that, you know, I can't wait for, you know, Mr. Joe to come in and see, you know, how much I've progressed and I can read now. And they just get so excited. So it's a very rewarding program.
Absolutely. And, you know, our students benefit greatly, as you pointed out, from having an adult that takes an interest in them and an interest in the importance of reading, and to help them read along so that they can build that fluency and comprehension. You know, that is vital. It is so crucial to investing in that child and helping that child to develop and foster that love of literacy. And so, you know, I agree with you. I feel that these past few years, I have actually heard my second graders, when I go to their campuses and they come up and they just can't wait for their ROAR volunteer. And they come to you and they're like, oh, I'm going to see my ROAR volunteer. I'm going to see my ROAR volunteer. And they actually call him my ROAR pal, or my ROAR buddy. And they say, I'm going to see my ROAR buddy. And you know what? We track that data. And I can tell you that we have had such an increase in the reading performance of our second graders. We have a much, much better group going into third. And it is because we've had our ROAR volunteers take on that extra effort to meet with us, to meet with the kids, to share that love of reading and literacy. So you are absolutely correct. Our kids love it. And you know what? They just can't wait to do a good job and tell their Roar buddy about how they're doing so well in reading. And so it's wonderful. I agree with you, Debbie. Just a wonderful benefit, not just to the Roar volunteer, but to the student especially.
Definitely. And I believe that Dr. Allen was saying in one of her board reports just recently that last school year was our first year where we saw progress every campus in reading levels.
We were so proud of that. We worked so hard, let me tell you. And let me just say this. The Roar volunteers were awesome. I would see them on campuses, and they were so kind to let me come in and select books and recommend books so that they could really help build that with our kiddos. So, yes, ma'am, we had all hands on deck, and we're doing it again, whether it's through a virtual platform or when we are actually going through campuses ourselves as supervisors working with them. But let me just tell you, you are absolutely right. And we are looking to improve that number this year. We are up to the challenge.
Well, and like I said, virtually, I think we're going to have more volunteers than we ever had. I mean, the only downfall is that some of our older volunteers, they're just not tech savvy. And so, you know, I've even suggested if they are staying, you know, at a home or if they're staying with maybe one of their children, that if they could just get them set up, you know, log in and get them going, they don't really have to do anything once, you know, it's set up. So there's still that possibility. But I think for anyone we may lose, that we're gaining so many more. We've had high school principals. They're like, can our kids get involved? We've had Lamar University. They have their students. They're ready to go. So I think we're going to have a lot of volunteers, and it's just a little more convenient for everyone. And of course, it's safer. We know everybody's going to be safe and secure by doing it virtually. I mean, even us, we could be spitting on each other, but we're not. We're virtual.
That's right. And you know what? You said a key word there, and that word is safe, because we have to be safe, and we have to make sure that we are promoting a program that's going to not only benefit our students and volunteers, but remain a safe venue for us to continue. Because, you know, one thing I have to say that is a plus that's come out of all of this negativity with this pandemic is that we have a virtual platform now that it will never go away, and it will allow for more opportunities for people to be involved. Because like you say, if I'm elderly and I cannot get out, I've got my computer right there, and I can volunteer and I can support you. I can support your class. I can support students. And so that's the one big positive takeaway that we have from this. And I agree with you, for a volunteer to just have one person come in and set them up, they'd be great for the hour or two that they can volunteer and work with us via Zoom with our students.
Definitely. And so now, if anybody wants to be involved, the first most important step is to get that volunteer application background check. We encourage anybody, and people are like, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to be on campus. No, you're in front of our students. Right. So you still need to fill it out. Go to bmtisd.com/volunteers. And fill out the application, and you can indicate on there Roar. So then our Roar coordinators will be able to go in and they'll see that we have an approved volunteer. They've marked Roar. We give them a call. We see the campus, the student. And of course, because it's all virtual, it doesn't matter if it's a campus that's across town from them, we can make it happen. So we are excited that Roar is back.
Awesome. Awesome. And I love it, because what it says is volunteers needed to virtually Roar. I think that is just awesome. So that if our volunteers just look for that on our Beaumont ISD webpage, it'll take them right where they need to go. So please help us virtually Roar with our students by getting that application in, getting registered, because we have some awesome, amazing students that are ready for you. They're ready. So get out there and please register.
All right. Thank you a lot, Valerie, for being a part of the show. And we'll be right back. It is the Roy West Radio Show on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. Welcome back to the Roy West Radio Show. I'm Debbie Bridgman, your guest host for today's program on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. So throughout the pandemic, and even through tropical storms and hurricanes, our child nutrition department never stopped, because many students, they rely on the food that we provide for them. Sometimes that might be some of the only nutritious food that they're getting. So we're going to get an update from our Director of Child Nutrition, Tiffany Eckenrod. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So I know that Imelda really hit hard at Beaumont United High School, and especially in the cafeteria. So tell us, you had some big news this past week.
Yes. So if I back up to Imelda, it actually affected two of our campuses. So those that were in Beaumont ISD probably remember a little lengthy closure for Beaumont United High School and then also Bell Price Elementary. At Bell Price, our kitchen and cafeteria were not too directly impacted, so they could get in there, clean that up, and we were able to use our equipment as soon as the school opened back up. However, at Beaumont United, a lot of that campus was a total loss. So we did lose a lot of our equipment, including our walk-in fridge, our walk-in freezer. And for those that have done food service in the past, they know that without those walk-in units, when you're preparing meals for thousands of children, you're not able to hold your food. So we had to modify some things for those ladies, and they really have been champions. They've been leaders. They have been great, you know, great teamwork. Over there at BU, we've kept that team the same because of that. They've really been champions about, you know, the whole situation. So the great news is, after a number of modifications since Imelda, we have just opened up our brand new kitchen for them. Our students are excited. It's an open concept. They see their crest on the wall, nice artwork. They have brand new tables, brand new flooring. It's a wonderful, beautiful, modern space for the students. And then inside the kitchen for our employees, they have great equipment. Basically, they're used to the equipment, but they have upgrades. So we are excited to be in there. We've now been open for 1 week and heard wonderful things.
Well, and so you were renovating a cafeteria that was a normal, regular school cafeteria. And in the midst of this, a pandemic came. So I'm guessing that while you were planning your renovations, a lot of things had to change, that you had to incorporate some new safety precautions.
Correct. So we, you know, at BU, it's an open concept, like I said. So we have added, and this is across the entire district for Beaumont ISD, so that all of our students are safe. But we have changed the way that we provide meals to the students. So they all get closed containers, closed cutlery kits, fork and spoon are closed. And then we've also limited use of the water fountains, unless it's one of those that directly fills into a bottle. All of those have been limited. So we do provide cups of water to all of our students. But at BU, you know, we just had this kitchen that was ready to open up, and then we had to install plexiglass. So that's, you know, just an extra layer of protection. And that's at all of our campuses. We also have, I call them bubbles, but some call it toadstools, but they're round circles that we encourage for social distancing. So we install those too.
And I guess, do they have, like, I know at Westbrook, they have the QR codes on the tables that they scan. And that way, if somebody were to test positive or become sick, they can trace. So I guess they've got that at every campus.
Correct. Well, mostly secondary. Elementary comes in by grade, so it's a lot more controlled, you know, or a different way of controlling it. But at secondary level, high schools especially, so at those tables, they do have QR codes, and this is something that that campus is responsible for. So they have implemented that process. Same for entrances of doors. So who's coming in our campus? And they've just been great to work with, you know, the campus principals and the admin staff on that. So the students at each table can scan a QR and say, I'm at table 27 and I'm sitting in seat A, and they're able to pull reports. So it's a lot easier for that contact tracing.
I will say that I am so impressed with everyone at Beaumont ISD, I mean, just taking it to the next level and all the safety precautions and just, it's always, we're always one step ahead. It's really impressive. And your team has been fantastic that not only are they inside, but we still have a lot of virtual learners. So for those virtual learners, they still need their breakfast and lunch too. How are you guys working with that?
Well, when we first started, when the pandemic first started in March, at that time, education was a little different. Everybody was learning virtually. So we transitioned all of our meal service, which has never been done under National School Lunch Program. We transitioned to only serve on curbside. So we had a lot of students coming at that time. Of course, you know, parents were at home. A lot of people were doing everything virtually, and there was a lot of isolation at that time. Now that our students have an option of being back in school or learning virtual, we have options for both our face-to-face to eat with us or the curbside for those who are learning virtually. So we have five campuses open: Amelia, Charlton, Pollard, Felt Price, and Peach MacArthur South Park campus. At those sites, it's Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So they get a number of meals all at one time. And then over at the Admin Annex on Concord, we are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So for high school, we encourage them to come here to the Annex.
You guys, again, have done a fantastic job. And I know there's so many people that rely on you guys so much to not only provide food, but to do it in a safe way. And I commend you and your staff. You guys have gone above and beyond. And of course, what was the number that you guys had fed? Dr. Allen said it at one of the board meetings. You guys, hundreds of thousands.
Right. Last semester, hundreds of thousands. And now we're back on our normal routine. So I don't have an updated number, but they did a fantastic job.
All right. So if anybody needs information, they can go to our website, bmtisd.com. And of course, they can go to Child Nutrition and get information on the feeding sites and everything you guys are doing. All right. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And we will be right back with the Roy West Radio Show on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. Welcome back to the Roy West Radio Show on News Talk AM 560 KLVI. I am Debbie Bridgman. I've served as your host today. And of course, we are very honored that Roy West asked us to fill in and do a whole show on Beaumont ISD, as he does about once a month. So we appreciate the opportunity. Our educators, they are constantly preparing our next generation and making sure that every moment matters more. COVID-19, storms, digital learning, the challenges just keep coming. And our administrators and our students, they are standing strong. They are adapting to changes and they're moving forward. We encourage you to just keep supporting the district as we continue to educate students and keep them safe. And we're always looking for community support through our Partners in Education program and volunteering. There's lots of ways to get involved: virtual field trips, reading to classes online, providing student incentives, of course, the ROAR program. Most important, be an advocate for Beaumont ISD. Your positive energy will resonate with your students and community members. For details on anything discussed today, visit bmtisd.com. This is the Roy West Radio Show, heard every Sunday at noon on News Talk AM 560 KLVI, also on the iHeartRadio station and their app, and roywest.com. Have a great week, stay safe, and be kind.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.